WJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and today, another hot one, heat advisory. It's already 80 outside. That's just stupid. It's just dumb right now on 99.7 DJX. Hopefully, it's not going to be so hot for the 4th Annual Celebrity Kickball Tournament going down Jim Patterson Stadium this Saturday, 1 o'clock, with Jack Harlow going to be there, the homies, D'Angelo Russell, and a bunch of other people. You can win tickets right now, WDJX.com. You can even see stars from the recent TBT basketball game, Peyton Siva. He'll be in attendance there as well. So you can win tickets to attend, WDJX.com, tap win. Hey, so coming up, you ever wonder what some secrets of an industry are, like, say, in the hotel industry? Well, there's a TikToker who has gotten a lot of attention because of exposing such industry secrets. We'll explore on the way next on 99.7 DJX. Good morning. All right. So there was a TikTok user by the name of Amanda who got a lot of attention thanks to...
So I used to work for a hotel, and I'm going to share some things that you may not know.
Okay. So she goes in and gives you four little, quote, industry secrets about the hotel industry from a former employee.
Number one, most hotels don't wash their comforters.
Okay, most hotels don't wash their comforters.
We kind of guessed that.
Yeah.
So bundle yourself up like a taco in that thing, throw it on the ground and don't touch it, because the amount of things that are on that comforter are disgusting.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Okay.
I know that in the back of my mind. It's still not going to prevent me from getting under the comforter. Like,
well, in my mind, it's like, you know, you have the barrier of the flat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, fully.
Right, right.
Like, touching you. Right?
Right, fully touching you. Right. All right. That's number one. Number two.
The front desk agents are more likely than not playing games on the computer, scrolling through social media, or watching Netflix.
Okay, cool. That's. I mean, I get it. There's probably a lot of downtime, especially if you're an overnight hotel worker, where, sure, you can get away with doing some of that on the job. Number three.
We have cameras everywhere. The hallways, the staircases, the pool.
Oh.
So we can see when you're doing weird things in the hallways.
Oh, okay.
Or when you're in a fight with your partner.
Oh.
Or when you're sneaking an animal in.
Okay.
Most of us just aren't paid enough to care.
Okay. Most not paid enough to care. Again, this is industry, quote, secrets from a former hotel worker.
But we see you. We legally are not allowed to say a room number out loud, which is why we write it down. We are allowed to say what floor you are on out loud, but we can't say the room number.
Oh, all right. I had no idea if that was, I had no idea that was a thing, but apparently it is. So anyways, I thought it might be interesting to see, and we can keep you anonymous, of course, what industry secrets you've learned from your job or a former job you had over the years. Got a text from a listener that said, and this one isn't super juicy, but if you are a liquor store manager, you are basically an official taste tester.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. Perks of the job.
Speaking of liquor, got a message from a listener who said, a very well-known and expensive hotel I used to bartend for had a station behind the scenes specifically for combining partially used bottles of alcohol together.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, the cheaper liquors were always poured into the partial bottles of the more expensive ones.
Oh, no.
The takeaway, always order your alcohol opened in front of you. Oh.
Oh, dang.
That's a... If everybody did that, there'd be 1,000 bottles of open liquor. Am I wrong in that? Like,
I mean, I kind of get that they're trying to not waste anything, maybe, and save some money. I don't know.
Listen, I've seen enough YouTube videos of people doing those blind taste tests of like bourbon, where they're like, I chose the $5 bourbon over the $160 Pappy. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, sometimes it's just, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty bad that it's.
I wonder, like, if they all do that.
I don't know. Oh,
I can't really think of anything in our industry. I mean, we don't have any like weird, juicy secrets just in general, do we?
No, not really.
I mean,
we're so boring.
There's plenty of there's plenty of, like, you know, because radio is just an offshoot of the music industry. And so there are definite parallels to the sex, drugs, and rock and roll that roll with this industry as with the music industry. But I mean, with each instance, there are the extremes and there are the not so extremes.
Say perks. There's perks of the job.
Okay.
Don't say there's perks. When call are you secrets.
Okay. We'll say the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Those are perks. Those are perks. man, I want to pull up that famous Hunter S. Thompson quote about radio. he said, the music business is a cruel and shallow money trench along a plastic hallway where thieves and pimps run free and good men die like dogs. There's also there's also a negative side.
We got one message. Working at a hospital for around 5 years, I learned that when we get patients there, especially odorous, we mix shaving cream with the hospital soap to help cover the smell when bathing them.
Oh, so shaving cream helps mask that?
I guess maybe.
Okay. Wow.
And also now I'm real super glad that I have this job because I'm never going to have to bathe anyone.
There you go. oh my gosh. Got a text from a listener who said, if you order a daiquiri at any restaurant, it probably has little to zero liquor in it. Because could you ever really taste it?
That's true. That's why I love them. Because I don't like to taste the liquor.
That's hysterical.
Like, all day long. It's fine with me.
And then the wait staff is just like watching you get, quote, drunk on a drink that doesn't have any liquor in it.
I'm so tipsy.
Oh, my gosh. That's wild.
Taylor Swift, 99.70 JX. So Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce told his brother Jason on their podcast that he tried and failed to meet Taylor Swift at her concert when she rolled through Kansas City.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, I know you went to the Taylor Swift concert. How was it?
Yeah, well, I was disappointed that she doesn't talk before or after her shows because she has to save her voice for the 44 songs that she sings. So I was a little butthurt I didn't get to hand her one of the bracelets I made for her.
You made her a bracelet?
Yeah. If you're up on Taylor Swift concerts, there are friendship bracelets, and I received a bunch of them being there, but I wanted to give Taylor Swift one with my number on it. Not right now.
Yeah, I mean, he knows friendship bracelets, Taylor Swift concerts, that's all the thing, but the question...
Your number's in 87 or your phone number?
You know which one.
Still don't know. Anyways, he failed. You can see all about it, WDJX.com. Coming up next, it is a missed connections, including toilets. You're welcome.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try...
Craigslist. Missed connections. Can I go first?
Yes.
Ladies first?
Yes, ladies first.
It's a woman for man.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for a guy with a racing stripe.
Ah, aren't we all?
Mm-hmm. Hot. It's not every day that you see a mildly hot bald man revving the engine of a souped-up Dodge Neon like a sexy hungry lion. But a girl can get lucky, right?
What a sentence. Yeah. Wow. Vroom, vroom.
There was a lot. Vroom, vroom indeed. When I heard your baby purr, I was drawn closer. I looked in your window, but couldn't see your eyes through your Walmart sunglasses.
Oh, okay.
All I could tell is that you were an intense man that could drive a stick.
Giggity.
I was a blonde with a hoop nose ring.
Okay.
I'm a little upset that I can't authentically put a hoop nose ring for you right now to fully bring it to life.
I know. Me too.
I know you saw me because when I walked by your roaring beast mobile, you gave me 3 honks of approval.
Honk, honk, honk.
I was going to turn around and give you my number, but you peeled out of the parking lot just like Vin Diesel in Fast and Furious. It was so hot.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, she spelled diesel wrong. Kind of like weasel with a D.
You know, it counts.
Close enough.
Yes.
The last thing I heard you yelling was, race life! Out of your modified sunroof as you sped away and out of my life.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Modified sunroof?
What, I'm not really sure what that means. It could mean just like sawed a
hole in the ceiling of his car. Okay.
I'd call that modified. If you see this, let me know the color of your shaggin' wagon so I know it's you. Dodge Neon.
So the souped up Dodge Neon, a.k.a. Yeah. Shaggin' Wagon. Revved like a sexy hungry lion there in the parking lot.
AKA sawed out.
Wow. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can find one another.
They sound perfect for each other.
Yeah. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Man for woman. This one's titled Just Doing My Job. I believe you clogged the Wendy's toilet last Saturday night. What an opening line.
Oh my God.
My boss summoned me to help you out. That's when I went into the restroom and was pleasantly surprised to see you.
She's still there? I would have run away and blamed it on someone else.
Yeah, she didn't walk on a clog. That's commendable. You were the larger woman with the beautiful caterpillar-like lips.
What kind of lips do caterpillars have?
I'm trying to picture that.
I'm confused.
Suddenly, I became your knight in shining armor. Actually, I'm just the drive-thru guy. Yeah, I actually had to put that in parentheses so she wasn't confused.
Right, yeah, this is not my normal gig.
Right.
Got it.
I told you to step aside as I went to work.
Ma'am, step aside.
My sword was my plunger. And after about 10 minutes, I knew I was in for the battle of my lifetime.
Oh, wow.
But eventually, I was victorious.
Oh, yay. That's great. Oh, wow. Let's hope he didn't hold the plunger up like this after he was done either. That's probably...
Right?
We don't need
probably
that.
Probably gets messy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, drippy.
You thanked me after I plunged out one of the most difficult clogs in my career. It was quite a memorable experience. I'm not sure why you stayed and watched, but I'm glad you did. I think we're all kind of wondering on that.
We are. Again. That is a common question we all have.
Right. After you left, my endorphins were still raging. So I saved a piece of the toilet paper from the restroom and carried it around in my pocket and think of you.
Okay. All right.
You know, life is made up of moments, and I hope we can have another moment together soon.
Maybe not in the bathroom.
If you see this, tell me what I yelled out as my battle cry.
He had a battle cry. And you know what? Here's the thing. They've kind of already, as a couple, jumped over a very big hurdle in the fact that
he's already
seen her number two.
That's right.
That's a level that most couples don't get to after years.
Wow, you're right. They've already accomplished that. So this means it's meant to be.
Yes, this is going to succeed.
Katie texts in, she stayed? I can't get past that. Yeah. Listen, she didn't walk on a clog. And I got to be honest, that is commendable. All right, this has been
Craigslist Missed Connection. I love it.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So we have a hack for you on the way. In case you find yourself with a bruise, a certain type of bruise on your neck, that's on the way right after 7 o'clock. Before that, though, when you're trying to sell stuff or, I guess, post about things, just it's important to make sure you know what the reflection is catching. It's a setting the bar story on the way. So this includes some fun things. One, Florida. Great. Uh-huh. Two, nakedness. All right. Three, wine. All right, here we go.
Wow. This does sound like a recipe for a fun weekend.
Does it not? So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to sell some wine glasses, only to realize that people can see that you're naked in the reflection of the glass on your post, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no, check the pictures.
Yeah, Jennifer, she was on her honeymoon and posted what she thought was an artistic photo of a wine glass.
I accidentally posted a picture on Instagram of my wine glass and I was naked.
Yeah, I guess I take that. She wasn't trying to sell them. She was just celebrating with a picture
like,
of her wine.
What I'm doing.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, you take the little picture of the wine and like, hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere or something like that.
74 people saw my
whoops.
Oh, wow.
And 74 people and my husband's mom, two men.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no.
Yeah. She was not wearing any clothes when she took the photo.
Oh, dang it. Oh, no, 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 no. How do you not, like, because don't you, like, filter it all up and kind of study it and make sure it looks real cute before you hit post?
Maybe not everybody does, but, you know.
Okay.
This isn't the first time that we've said these stories, like people who try to sell things like online on eBay and you get the sneaky reflection of
like,
the nakedness.
You know, husband's on the toilet in the in the other room. You can see the reflection in the mirror. Yeah. Oh yeah, reflections in mirrors get people all the time.
This is fun.
And also in glassware.
Yep. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, you know, posting a nice little photo of your wine glass only to realize that people can see that you're naked in the reflection of the glass, you're doing okay. But, you know,
listen,
hey,
I make it a point to never take pictures of anything when I'm naked. And you can avoid that easily. Like, there's really no reason that you have to be like, oh, wait, I have to take a picture right now before you put clothes on. Okay. Really, you never have to.
I mean, sure, but you're taking all the fun out of everything.
True.
All right.
And we wouldn't have a segment like this.
That's right. Set to the bar there. There is a TikTok that is kind of getting a lot of attention, courtesy of Madison. She has her own hashtag life hack for getting rid of a hickey. So,
oh my gosh. Okay.
All right. I'll let Madison explain.
Ladies and gents, my boyfriend is over. Got a little hickey. Not pleasant. Don't want my mom to see it. Don't want his parents to see it. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So we've all been in that situation, right? You get a little hickey on your... You mean to tell me you've never had a hickey?
No, I have not, sir. Why are you looking at me like that? I do not recall having one of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We're going to let Madison continue with her hashtag life hack on hashtag getting rid of hickeys.
Anyways, you want to know what I did? A metal whisk from your kitchen. You're going to take a metal whisk and you're going to whisk your neck.
Yeah. A metal whisk on your neck, according
to
Madison. Yes.
The neck.
Gets rid of a hickey.
Okay. You're going to whisk it. 5 minutes is all it took. I'm not even kidding. Please duet this and try it out for me because, girl.
Okay. So,
girl.
I've never tried the whisk, the metal whisk, but I want to know real quick, 502-571-9970, because anyone have a awkward hickey story? And I will start it off.
We're going down this road? Really?
Wow. Listen, let me okay. tell you. Let me tell you about a hickey about the size of a piece of Genoa salami slapped on my neck, okay?
Wow. And here kicks off the sassy hour of the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It was courtesy of my then girlfriend, now wife.
Oh, wow.
So,
wait a second. Did she give you permission to tell this story?
No, she didn't, but it's whatever. So here's the thing. We have been together a long time, okay?
Yeah.
And so I was graduating from college, and she and I were, you know...
happy about it.
Yes, but it was before graduation, and she's like, let me just, for a little secret... give you a little hickey on the base of your neck that will be covered by your collar of your shirt.
Oh, wow.
It'll be our little secret. And I was like, all right, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Little did I know my body's natural reaction to a hickey. And that is to absolutely go wild. And my neck... It was like she was a vampire and I was her victim. She latched on like a character from True Blood or Twilight or the Discovery of Witches.
A very vivid mental picture.
And so when she was done, it was this, like, you've seen salami at the grocery store, right?
Yeah, it's
purple. Big salami. It was on the side of my neck, and I was like, oh my God. It appeared literally 2 minutes later, and it was big. And graduation was the next day. And I'm like, oh! And so I was like, my mom's going to kill me. And, and she's like, oh, we'll just cover it up with makeup. The makeup didn't cover it up. And so picture of me accepting my diploma, you see, because it's on the side where the hickey is present, you see the big bruise on my neck. All for my graduation.
You must produce this picture. You must produce this picture ASAP, sir.
Gosh,
we need to see it.
I have it somewhere. I do have it somewhere. Maybe
you have to find it.
It is in it. Well, it's on a physical photo, so I might have to see if I can like produce it and post it later on the socials. But let me just tell you, that is my awkward having a hickey story and having it preserved for life because it was your graduation.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I know.
Kim is judging me because I haven't had any hickeys. She's judging me hardcore. But Mallory's like, your girls are probably mortified right now.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's texting in pictures or it didn't happen. Listen, I have a picture. I'm not happy about it. And I'm going to see if I can produce it because I have no shame at this point in my career.
Yeah, why not?
Chris, you gotta. Chrissy. Oh, gosh, Chrissy.
You have to edit that? Edit that.
I'll edit it a little bit, all right? All right, so Chrissy texts in and says, and when we're talking, and we're being real honest with each other right now, all right?
We are. This is sharing circle.
All right, she says, when my husband and I were dating, he gave me some hickeys on my chest. Well, it slipped my mind that the next day I had a doctor's appointment. Of course, they had to do an exam.
Oh, gosh.
Mortified, but props to the doc for her professionalism. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
That's great. That's great.
Wow.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Another text. If you've never had a hickey or have to make plans for one, you're missing an important ingredient of life.
Really? Yeah, no. And listen, I got a lot of real estate. I am like, I'm like a walking bobblehead. I have a very long neck. I don't need to cover it with that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's not cute.
Adriana's really confused and then saying, wait, why did you have to have a conversation about it first? I mean, when she starts in like the vampire on the neck, and then you're like, and then I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And she's like, ah, wait, just let me just, it's a little secret for us. Oh, wow. That was kind of the conversation, all right?
She was like latching on like a leech.
Like a, just I'm telling you, like I was her prey. It was like a vampire.
Wow.
It was awful.
Blood-sucking leech action. Like, what's happening?
But had I had the hack, bringing it full circle, had I had the hack of just whisking it with a little metal whisk. Oh, my gosh.
But no, now it's forever embedded on your neck for eternity in the picture that you must find. You must find it.
Okay.
It must happen.
All right. So I don't know if we want to continue. She's done with this conversation.
I'm out.
Ah, that hickey photo is up. At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can see it there on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it is a feel-good story. And all we're going to say is it involves bears. And how isn't that a bad thing, right? All right, so we'll get to the feel-good on the way next on 99.7 DJX. Feel good. Bears, Kelly?
On vacation, sir. Bears on vacation. So this comes out of Gatlinburg. So a guy was staying there. His name's Todd.
Yeah.
He's from Georgia. He just happened to notice there was a big black bear kind of walking on the patio.
Okay.
Said, you know what? I'm gonna get my camera. I'm going to start rolling video on this.
All right.
Watched as he kind of wandered around and then ended up getting in the hot tub.
I like bears. I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house by the pool. When I'm driving, when I'm reading, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing.
Making love to my wife. Wow.
Yeah, I love that.
Wow.
I love it. I love it so much. So, yeah, you just kind of watch the bear. The bear's just kind of like, this feels nice. I'm going to hang out.
All about hot tub life.
And listen, the sun looked like it was either rising or it was setting.
Oh,
but it was
romantic.
Like right on the horizon.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Like the bear picked the right time.
That's
to enjoy funny. The hot tub. Just kind of splashed around a little bit, hung out, and then left.
Sure.
Bears on vacation.
Are you going to tweet that out for us?
Oh, absolutely.
I can see? All right, good. Good.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Good deal. Feel good.
Feel good, right?
Yeah.
Especially for the bear. The bear's like, this is soothing.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.70 JX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, how could fake glasses be the undoing in this relationship? It is group therapy on the way here in just a few minutes on 99.70 JX. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you're stuck in traffic, especially on 64 coming across the Sherman Minton Bridge, it's probably because the Sherman Minton Bridge was just closed in both directions, both top and bottom deck, until further notice. It's for some repairs to be made. Take 265 to 65. That would probably be the easiest, maybe not quickest, but easiest detour there. So sorry about that. Coming up here next, fake glasses could be the undoing. It's group therapy. We'll get to that coming up next. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. Sometimes you just need a second or third opinion, someone who's not emotionally invested in your situation. So you send us a little message and we'll toss it out to the group, see if we can at least steer you in the right direction. We're not experts over here. We just, you know, have a very opinionated crew.
So, that's calling it. That's saying it lightly.
Yeah. First of all, good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
All right. So, hey, thanks for giving us a call. What's up?
Well, here's the situation. You know, my mom and sisters think I'm super out of line for this, so I want to get your opinion on it.
All right. Because,
you know, I don't think I am. But I'm dating this woman for a little over 2 months.
Okay.
You know, we met through a friend. Super pretty, you know, not too skinny, not too chunky. You know, she's pretty much average weight and style with her clothes and stuff, you know. And the thing that really got me was she wears really cool looking glasses, right?
Okay.
Right. So I wear glasses. You know, I love it when I meet a woman that wears glasses because it's like they understand the hassle, the struggle of like having bad vision.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I thought it was cool, you know, instant connection there. And we were messing around at my house and I took her glasses off and I was joking like, you know, hey, I'm going to put your glasses on. I want to see how blind you are. Because, you know, that's what people with glasses do, trying to see who's worse vision, you know?
Yeah, I got you,
right? Right. And guess what happened?
Huh.
She doesn't even need to wear glasses.
What, was that like a low prescription or?
No. No, they weren't prescription at all. You know what I mean? Like, what's up with that? Like, who does that,
So what is your issue here?
Well, my issue and what's getting on my nerves about it is that one time we went out, she didn't have glasses at all. So I said, oh, hey, you wear contacts. That's cool. And she's like, yeah, not that. Here's the thing. I find it fake, you know, and I feel like I was lied to because, I mean, who walks around wearing fake glasses? Like nobody does, you know what I mean? Like, that's not all the time. I can understand if you're doing like a modeling show or something, but all the time it's crazy. And to me, it's okay. If she's lying about that, you know, what else is she hiding from me?
Okay. So that's what we're getting at. All right. You're bothered that she is wearing vanity glasses. And not only that, but she's pretending like she actually needs them, right?
Exactly. And you know, it just, to me, it feels like, you know, if you're going to lie about that, you're going to lie about, you know, like to say other things. And I honestly, I just want to know how many women do this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a common thing? And am I out of line? Like, for my mom and my sister's thing, because, you know, I'm only 2 months in and I just don't want to waste my time with somebody who's going to lie about a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I mean? So I just want to know what everyone thinks, what you guys think. I mean, you know, I'm just curious.
Okay. All right. So Greg, so you're at the root of this. You're like, I've just started dating this woman. I found out that she's using vanity glasses instead of real glasses. Mm-hmm. She's faking that she needs glasses. In fact, she told me that she needed glasses when she said she had contacts in. And I don't get why she's lying to me about this. And you're ready to just, hey, I'm just going to cut my losses and end it. And your mom and your sisters are like, hey, pump the brakes just a sec, right?
Right. Exactly. You're right. Right on the money, man. I just need to know what's going on here.
All right. Greg, while I tend to agree that it is a little bit weird that she is not being, I guess, truthful about her eye issues or her lack thereof, I don't think it's that big of a deal and tend to agree with your mom and sisters in that give the girl a chance. If she's not giving you any other reason to end it, then I'd say give her a chance. But that's just me. Got some people texting in already, so if you want to hang out, we can help steer you in that right direction, bud, okay?
Hey, perfect. Thank you so much, man.
You're welcome. Kelly, have you ever worn vanity glasses?
No, probably because I've needed glasses since the sixth grade.
Right.
So, I wore glasses for a while. I had glasses and braces at the same time.
Hot.
In the sixth grade. Oh, yeah. So, as soon as I could get contacts, I did. And then sure. As soon as I could get the laser surgery, I did. But here's the thing. The biggest thing that stuck out is the fact that when he asked her if she wore contacts, that was her opportunity to say, oh, no, I just like to sometimes wear glasses just because mm-hmm. I like the way they look. But instead, she said, yes, I'm wearing contacts. But she wasn't. Like, that part is, like, why are you lying about that? That's weird to me, and I get why he's bothered.
Okay.
But Andriana said, weird that she wears fake glasses. Many young girls do that, though. But as a woman, sometimes it's hard to be taken seriously and smart. Some women think if they have glasses, it helps. I have no advice. It's weird for her, but I don't think it's a deal breaker.
All right. I have no advice. I like that. You can chime in to say, I don't know what to say. That's whatever.
What stumps me.
All right. So let us know at Ben and Kelly Show.
So Greg was finding out that his girlfriend of 2 months wears fake glasses, has him some sort of way. Mindy.
Well, and I'm sorry. She should drop him because he's so shallow.
Well, more of your comments coming up next on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly Show.
We spoke to Greg. Greg has a girlfriend of about 2 months, and she wears glasses, or at least so we thought. He had put her glasses on and didn't detect any sort of prescription. Had asked her previously if she'd been wearing contacts when he saw her without glasses. She said yes. So he's all like...
You know, and I feel like I was lied to because, I mean, who walks around wearing fake glasses? Like nobody does, you know what I mean? Like, it's not... All the time. I can understand if you're doing like a modeling show or something, but all the time it's crazy. And to me, it's okay. If she's lying about that, you know, what else is she hiding from me?
Mm-hmm. And so
actually quite a few people do wear glasses just for fashion reasons, but it's the whole, I think, lying then also about having contacts.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't actually need any sort of vision correction, that's a little weird.
Yeah, got a message from a listener regarding the glasses situation. Most important thing in a relationship is trust. At least it is to me. So, yes, he should be low-key about it and maybe saying, hey, I'm confused about whether you need prescription glasses or not. I like you for you, and I don't really care if you wear glasses, but I want you to always feel like you can be straight with me. That's a way.
It's a really good way to put it, because mm-hmm. I think that's really at the root of this whole issue. Is he's a little concerned that if she's lying about a little thing like this, like, could that be an indication of lying about bigger things in the future?
Okay, so Greg, when you talk to her, because I think this is 100% what needs to happen. You need to talk. But I think you need to not just immediately accuse her of lying.
That's a harsh word, yes.
Because, you know, accusing someone of lying, it immediately puts them on the defensive.
Oh, absolutely. So, are you calling me a liar?
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The next line.
Right. That's Kelly said it before. Yep. So talk to her, but go more with the approach of I'm confused. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to put words in your mouth because maybe you do care. Maybe you only want someone who needs, you know, prescription eyeglasses. Who knows?
Then that is another problem altogether.
Which
that
we
should
have time
probably
for.
Investigate. He has impossible standards if that's the case.
Oh, geez.
And then Chris said, you know, some people even wear fake contacts just to change their eye color.
Eye color.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had kind of like teal green contacts a long time ago, again, back when I needed them.
Kelly, you actually said that.
Hey, maybe she does wear contacts. They have color-changing contacts, so I think it's no big deal. I think he just needs to not worry about it because, like I said, she could be wearing color-changing contacts.
Okay, that don't even have a prescription to it. I get it.
Again, I think on a list of infractions, this is pretty low.
All right, Amy, what do you think?
Louisville's not that big. There's only 6 degrees of separation between everybody. Let's just have all the listeners tell all their friends who wear big glasses to call and tell us why. What other radio show is she listening to?
It's going to get back to her.
And we need her to call in. We need answers.
Okay, so...
I think everyone is trying to figure this out. Like, why you gotta lie about this? It doesn't seem like a really big deal on either side of it.
Just let me play. Let me play.
You know, I think I've got the final solution for Greg and his glasses situation.
Okay.
Just set up an eye appointment for his girlfriend, and they go together. Oh, and then the doctor is like, oh, 20/20 vision. She's like, I'm cured. It's a miracle.
You are,
and then there you go.
You're wanting to set a trap.
She doesn't have to lie anymore.
You're wanting to set a trap. Hey, how about I help you get an eye appointment? Okay. Yeah, you can read all the comments. Stupid. I mean, listen, the Facebook comments are what you expect the Facebook comments to be. It's one extreme the other. So, you know.
Absolutely. And they're all unfiltered. They're right. Raw. They're going to tell it like it is.
Right. So dive in at your own risk. But yeah, you can catch up on what you missed there as well at Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
I got a surprise little, I guess, game for you coming up here just after 8 o'clock. Thanks to a voicemail. That's on the way on 99.7 DJX.
We don't do this much anymore. We don't talk about it, and therefore, we don't get as many messages as we once did. But family secrets, you know, if you've got one, you always want to let someone know, kind of get it off your chest. You can always call, leave us a message or whatever. But like I said, we don't get it much anymore because we haven't really done it much. But one came in, and I wanted to pass it along. Are you ready?
I don't know. A little rating on this one. PG-13, reason it's late in the show, late crew. Here you go. Buckle up.
Yeah, so a little family secret. Go ahead.
I've been seeing my boyfriend for about 8 months.
Okay.
And a couple months ago, I met his dad. His dad's recently divorced and is hot.
Okay, I'm going to pause it there. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game. All right? Her boyfriend's dad is hot. Does she A, tell us, now that she knows her boyfriend's dad is hot, she knows what he'll look like in 25 years? Does she B, set her boyfriend's dad up with her widowed mom?
No,
or
what's the third
does
one?
She C, hook up with her boyfriend's dad? A, B, or C, Kelly?
I vote C.
You're going C?
I vote C. I think it's 100% C.
All right. Let's see what she chooses.
And it's just one thing led to another.
Oh,
and I got involved with his dad, and now we're sleeping together. So I'm probably going to continue to see both of them.
There you go. That is the winner. It was C. Wow.
That's my prize. Did I win anything?
You just get the satisfaction of knowing that you were correct, Kelly.
Oh, my God. Today was so much. This has just been so much today.
You know what? And I love that you come to us with your crazy. And we accept it. We embrace it because we're all a little crazy, right? And I just am happy that we
not
could
like that,
be,
though.
We could be here for you. on 99.7
you know
DJX.
If you do need another job after this show someday ends, I feel like game show host could work for you.
Oh, thank you.
You do that well, Sparky.
Thank
that
you.
Really, that was fun.
By the way, Sherman Minton Bridge closed both directions until further notice, so that's going to screw up your commute this morning. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Selena Gomez, Only Murders in the Building, fantastic Emmy-winning comedy series there on Hulu. The season 3 comes back on August 8th, and the new trailer is up at our website, wdjx.com. She's fantastic. Paul Rudd's in it. Meryl Streep's in it. It's brilliant. All right, so wdjx.com. Coming up next, it's the science portion of our show, Cat Butt Science.
Hi, my name is Ben. That's Kelly.
Hi.
She has two dogs. I have a dog and cats. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen how cats walk around. They prance with their tails up, and you can see their booty hole, right? Just kind
okay,
of
so yeah, it's
pointing
on
right
display.
At you. Yeah, absolutely. Just pointing right at
you. Same with our pugs. I mean, they have their little tails that curl up.
Sure.
And they prance around, too.
So do you ever wonder how many parts of your house your animal may be touching with its butt?
No, sir. And I don't want to start, but now I am. Thanks.
So when,
thanks for that.
Yep. So when you come to the show, you come obviously for the laughs and for the good times, but then you also need to come for the science and the learning and the education. And this is where we come in. Thanks to sixth grader out of Tennessee named Caden Griffin, who decided to do God's work and tackle this question for his science fair project.
Come on. A school project? We're trying to find out how many places a cat's booty hole touches? Seriously?
Yeah. The project is titled, Does Your Cat's Booty Hole Really Touch All the Surfaces in Your Home?
Oh, my
so
God.
How do you think he ran this experiment?
I don't know. I guess you just follow your cat around all
nope.
day long,
Listen
right?
to this. Listen to this. It's so good. He put non-toxic lipstick on his cat's booty.
No.
And then just kept track of where the little kiss marks showed up around the house.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. Did he get his mom to sign off on this? Because we have a very light-colored couch, a very expensive light-colored couch. And if there was a bunch of lipstick marks on the couch, oh, wow.
So I bet you're dying to know the results.
Okay, what's the result? Okay. It was like everywhere, right? Everywhere.
All right, so there were two main results. Cats with long hair and medium hair and cats with short hair, okay? So this is the question, thanks to sixth grader out of Tennessee named Caden Griffin, which, by the way, if you want the visual to go along with this, it's on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, all right? The results are cats with long and medium hair didn't make any contact with hard or soft surfaces.
That's good news.
Uh-huh. Cats with short hair didn't make contact with hard surfaces, but there were smears of lipstick on soft surfaces, like the bed.
Okay. Yeah, so nestling in a little bit, this is nice and soft.
Yeah.
My booty.
My booty.
Nuzzle in. Yeah.
So, okay. I guess the good news, the science of all this, and what we can take away is that your cat isn't dragging its butt all over your house. But if you have a short-haired cat, not everything's safe.
Okay, like couches and beds, probably.
And your pillow. So,
Oh, God! I forgot about the pillow.
I just keep coming back to the application of the lipstick to the cat and how hysterical that must have been.
I mean, and but, again, did mom sign off on that? Because what if it got all over the couch?
No, I'm thinking what?
And you can't get that out.
What if you put the lipstick back and forget what color it was?
Oh my God, and then mom puts it on.
Mom's like, huh, I recognize this color somewhere. Oh yeah, it was smeared on the couch. Oh, it was on my cat's butt. Oh! At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Yes, it is that time of the week. If you are a new listener, congratulations. You're about to go on an audio journey through time. It's called Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Played back to back to back to back. We don't play the entire song. We got to get to a bunch of them, all right? So if you want to hear something, 502-795-1997. Text it to us or tweet at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll do it next.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, 502-795-1997. Elena, Like a G6. It was my favorite song my senior year of high school. We got you, Elena. It's Throwback Thursday, kicking off right now. 99.7 DJX. Fly like a G6. I think they were talking about a car there. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Sometimes I just make myself laugh. Sarah, Eminem, got your request on here on 99.7 DJX. By the way, shout out to Ray as well. Thanks for listening. It's Throwback Thursday. Up there. 99.7 JX, go back Thursday. Jared rolls in. Hey, Ben and Kelly, we need to hear Nelly Didn't Hot in Here. Yes, we do. Already in the 80s. Highs in the mid-90s. Baby Powder Index Level Code Red. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 JX. No, we don't play the entire song. It's just a thing we do. We got to get to all these requests. Rolling in at 795-1997. Jennifer rolls in. Hey, Ben and Kelly, happy TBT. Can you play Sia Chandelier? Hashtag sneaky banger. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Amanda and Tucker checking in, saying, headed to camp, hi-ho. Need to hear, I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Well, you know what? This actually makes sense. Throwback Thursday. But this is the original, all right? It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 JX. Breaking records. Barbie movie there, 99.7 JX. You get a little taste of that at the end. For Vic. Got busy in a Burger King bathroom. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Why the hashtag hickeys and Humpty Dance? All right, yeah. I happened to share the infamous graduation picture with me and the little hickey on my neck for Throwback Thursday on 99.7 JX. Facebook if you want to see that. All right. We got you, Angela. Pink, So What? Throwback Thursday. By the way, Pink, still coming to Louisville, November. We're going to have some tickets for that here in the next several weeks on 99.7 JX. Samantha rolls in. Throw it way back. Play Sex and Candy. Oh! Wow. Throwback Thursday. You forget that. Was called Marcy's Playground on 99.7 JX. Throwback Thursday. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back. Every Thursday morning from about 8:30 to about 9. LMFAO. It's Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX. You know what? I get impressed when you throw something out of left field, right? Because we do get a lot of the same type of requests every single week. But you know what? I get it. Because hits are hits, regardless of, you know, what era they came from. But Nicole rolling in, I want you to know the Zed track featuring Selena Gomez. Well done. You get a sticker. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. I mean, Selena's a singer. She's an actress. She's an entrepreneur. Is there anything that... about her that you don't like, right? It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Stabby Sarah going way back. Three Doors Down, Kryptonite. We used to be the radio station that played this song the most in the country. I don't know if that's a sticker or a pat on the back or what. Throwback Thursday, a little bit rock on 99.7 JX. And Riley just rolling in. Let's jam to some Nickelback. Hey, you know what? Honestly, anytime you suggest Nickelback, I'll try to find a way. I'll try to find a way, my friends. Throwback Thursday. Rockstar. It's Throwback Thursday.
Hey, I wanna be a rock star.
On 99.7 DJX, the day that we play just a bunch of songs back to back to back to back. If you want to hear something, your request make up our playlist, all right? At Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Need some Ludacris with a little Fergie button. Oh, what a sweet song. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Delma rolling in. A little Chris Brown. Yeah, three times. It's been a minute. At Ben and Kelly Show. Or 502-795-1997. You can always text us your request. Just a little reprieve. This morning, you know, the bridge is closed. You're having a rough start to your morning. It's nice just to sit back and hear the mix created by you every Thursday morning here on 99.7 EJX. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Brittany rolls in. Can you play Always Be My Baby? My baby started kindergarten tonight. Always Be My Baby. I don't know if I have that one, but I could do bait on Throwback Thursday. Oh, that sweet voice. Sweet, tender, tender voice. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Shout to Rebecca. Shout to Jennifer. Shout to Matt listening here this morning on Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. And there you go. That is it. It goes fast. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 DJX. Shout out to everybody that we couldn't get the request on to, like Sadie and Jennifer, James, Brooke, Nicole. Thank you so much. Throwback Thursday here every Thursday, brought to you by Drake. So 99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX's Throwback Thursday. Catch it every Thursday morning, 8:30, playing all the hits. But Thursdays, we throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
This, I feel like, is a training video that every veterinarian needs to watch and needs to learn. Kelly, why don't you set this up?
We were tagged in this by our sales manager, Kara. She said this has Ben and Kelly written all over it. So this has been on YouTube for like 5 years, but now it's making the rounds on social media for good reason. Mm-hmm. So anyone who has ever worked at a veterinary office, it can be difficult to work with unruly felines. And so this is a training video to kind of help new vet techs understand what to do in the situation. Now, in order to make sure that, you know, no animals are stressed out,
yeah,
or anything like that, they have a guy play this unruly cat.
Yeah, which is genius, actually. And
yes, and he deserves an Oscar. I mean, from the moment that he's fighting while in the cage to the point where he gets loose and starts jumping on tables and knocking off things from the countertop, it's shockingly realistic. And, you know, honestly, if, you know, someone was coming at you with like an enema or something like that, I'd probably do the fight or flight thing too, right?
So we are going to pick it up where she is walking over to the cage for the very first time. And now she says fractious feline, which means
it's unruly.
Unruly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's move over and see our patient.
Now, keep in mind, that's the dude in the cage.
That's a guy.
As you can see, this patient is very upset.
Okay, so she goes and gets like a animal lasso, like a
right, yeah, it's like a lasso on like a stick.
Yeah.
And remove the gloves to give us a little more dexterity, and we'll utilize the catch pole. This allows us to catch the patient and snare him while keeping our distance.
Yeah, and so she
catch
gets
him while you're keeping your distance. Yeah.
Now he just starts rolling around and and this is a guy who's just rolling around on the floor. And then you're going to hear, like, the person who's filming it actually starts to laugh. And it's
funny. Now that you've apprehended the feline, it's safe time to reach in and grab him by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah.
Moving the catch pole. And
yeah, and this is, again, a veterinary, like, training how-to video, how to handle a cat.
Unruly cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now that we have him on the table, we continue to hold the scruff, and we're going to apply what's called the scruff wrap technique.
All right, so she's trying to apply this, and it goes wrong. The cat, a.k.a. this guy, yes, he escapes.
Protect ourselves while we give the cat the enema.
Oh, there he goes. There he goes. All around. He's jumping on counters. He's knocking off boxes. He's throwing things at her. But this is like literally what a cat would do.
Yes, you are not sticking that in my back door. Thanks so much, lady. I'm out.
So the entire video is about 3.5 minutes long. And
it's magic.
It's fantastic.
And it also reaffirms that vet techs and veterinarians are amazing people. And they deal with amazing things. And they probably don't make enough money. Like, let's pay them more because they're amazing.
Let's tweet that out so people can see it. At Ben and Kelly Show. It is pretty fantastic. Jack Harlow coming to Louisville on Saturday. Going to be a part of the 4th annual Celebrity Kickball Tournament. Want to win tickets to that? You can. WDJX.com. What do you hear this story about relationships and dogs? Coming up next, Dua Lipa. Full on dancing in the Barbie movie. 99.7 DJX. Kelly, pretend you're dating, okay? Or you're bringing a guy around. Your girlfriend loves him. Your parents have already met him. They think he's great. Mm-hmm. But your dog can't stand him. Doesn't like him.
Who
are you trusting, especially if it's like a first date sort of thing?
Oh, first date?
Yeah, especially if it's a first date.
Oh, okay.
All right,
if it's a first date, I feel like the dogs can pick up on stuff that maybe we can't.
All right, hold that thought. So, I wanted to know if anybody has ever gotten dumped because their partner's pet didn't like them or did the dumping. So, 2/3 of single people, according to a recent survey, would dump someone if their pet didn't like them.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and we apparently trust our pet's opinion over everyone else's, including friends, family, and even our own.
Now, I'll say this. I did have some experience years ago with a dog that we had kind of found abandoned.
Yeah.
And this dog hated me. Like, it hated all women.
Yeah.
So I think it must have had some sort of traumatic experience or been abused by a female, because any woman that came near, including me, that came near this dog, what it would, like, attack.
Okay. So,
and so we couldn't keep it.
Right.
But I don't think that was a reflection on me.
On you, right. So let me get to, so Janice and Derek both sent messages about their experience. Derek writes, dated a girl for about 6 months. From the moment I brought her around, my German Shepherd, Polly, didn't like her. By the way, love the name.
Cute.
She would bark, run away, and just act like she wasn't supposed to be there. My girlfriend tried to win her over with treats, but Polly wouldn't even accept those from her either.
Wow.
Finally, I had to end it. Polly saw something in her that was bad, so I trusted my dog and broke up with her. My dog's instincts were confirmed several months later when I started dating my current girlfriend.
No way.
Polly loves her. No issues. She's a keeper. I will always trust my dog's opinion. Thanks. You guys are great.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Then got a message from Janice who says, my dog is a people lover. Doesn't know a stranger. Well, I went on a first date. He came over. We decided to go for a walk. Then we were going to go out and get dinner. Anyway, I took our dog for the walk, and she growled at him and seemed scared of him the entire time. This
That's so weird.
Sent up a huge red flag for me. When we got back to my place, I told him I didn't feel good and wanted to stay home. Didn't see him again.
Wow.
That's all right.
Especially for a dog that loves to meet anybody.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Right. Right. I know. And I guess that would be a red flag as well, where, you know, especially if your dog is all, hey, I love everybody. And then I was like, oh,
I hate you.
Ooh. Something about you. Ooh.
Not you.
Oh, I don't like you, though.
Oh, wow.
All right. So anyways, yes, 2/3 would dump someone if your pet didn't like them.
That's crazy.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. You know, YouTube is a great, great place to get help with something. I mean, I use YouTube all the time with, you know, maybe DIY projects
tutorials.
At home. Tutorials, yeah. For sure.
Yes.
Well, a couple drunk buddies in their 30s decided they were going to watch a YouTube tutorial that offered, quote, tips on male enhancement.
Oh, God.
So here's where the setting the bar comes to. If you can manage to make it through the day, without following the advice of this bogus YouTube video and injecting yourself with cream thinking it's for male enhancement, you're doing okay.
You're injecting yourself with cream?
Anti-hematoma cream.
Why are we getting a syringe?
Anti-hematoma cream is what they used, and they decided they were going to do it to each other. Like, all right, I'm going to do you first, you do me next. And they'll be like, all right.
How in the world?
So they had some swelling. They went to the doctor. The doctor told them what was happening. And so they said, listen, rest, take some painkillers, hope the swelling will go down. The unsatisfactory part of this entire thing, we don't know the follow-up because they never came back for the follow-up.
Okay.
Now,
so
Kelly,
we're going to hope everything went back to normal. I mean, the swelling, I think that's success. We're calling that success, right? Is that, I mean, a little bit of minor success.
Kelly,
I don't think it was the kind of success.
There are official scientific journals that were written about this that include pictures. So if you want to click on the link.
I don't want to see the pictures. No, sir.
Okay. All right. You don't want to?
Nope. Okay, where's the link? I'll hold on, just for research purposes.
The link's on our show sheet. Open that up.
No, I don't know. I shouldn't. I'm not gonna. Well, maybe I should, just to make sure that no one else does.
You're curious.
I mean.
So open it up and you can see the results of these two guys in France who decided to watch a YouTube tutorial that offered tips that were not true on how to.
Do I have to click on show more?
Enhance their male figure. You can just scroll down. They're right there.
Oh, just scroll down?
Yeah. Okay. Right there. Now you can download the full size image if you're really that.
Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah.
I can't unsee it.
Yeah. Good morning. I mean, those pictures are just kind of nasty, anyways. Any
really gross.
Any person within the sound of my voice who has received a picture of that on their phone knows that those aren't attractive things.
No.
Anyway.
Nope. No, they're not.
Yeah, Alexis not. Texted don't us and she was like, I just got in my car and turned the radio on and I'm scared. Yeah, I know. I know. We're all kind of scared and we're all, this is.
Unless you're a trained medical professional, and I'm not a guy, I don't have one of those, but I am guessing that you should only allow trained medical professionals to even go near that area with a needle. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah, the fact that they were like, here, I'm going to go first, and then you do me.
Not your drunk buddy.
Oh,
we don't
gosh.
Give
right.
our drunk buddy a needle, and say, inject me there.
With I don't, anti-
Nope.
Hematoma cream. So this is the science portion of the program where.
So much learning.
Yep. Where if you can manage to make it through the day without injecting yourself with cream, anti-hematoma cream, thinking it's for male enhancement, you're doing okay.
Well, it worked a little. Not the way they wanted, though.
Kelly, let me ask, because I'm sure people who are listening are have a sick curiosity to this. Do I toss out a keyword to get it on their phones?
Oh, I don't know if that's necessary. What would your keyword be? I am curious about that.
I don't know. What do you think it should be?
Enhancement?
Oh, that's way too hard to spell.
It is really hard to spell. Sorry. How about
cream?
Cream?
Oh, wait. Then maybe that's bad.
I'm adding that to my list of words I hate.
Actually, no. Sorry. It's too late. It's cream. So just text us the word. Yeah, text us the word cream, and we'll send you the scientific article that includes those photos of what not to do. Now be careful. I'm just going to say, listen, be careful because these are for only the medical professionals.
Oh, yeah.
In the listening yes. audience that can take
right.
a look at this.
Just the medical professionals.
And
does that mean I'm a medical professional because they popped up for me? I was able to see it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just saying only the medical professionals should text us the word cream in order to get this article sent to them. All right. Yes. No, you got to look away at this point. You got to look away. This is setting the bar. All right. Setting the bar. Look at all the doctors we have in the listening audience. Look at all the doctors we have. Guess how many doctors. This is great. This is great.
Oh, save yourself.
That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. So, Kelly, I already know the answer that you're going to say, but I'm going to ask you anyways, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever gotten revenge on an ex?
No, I wouldn't call it revenge. I caught an ex in confirming that he indeed was cheating, courtesy of a three-way call started by the other woman.
Yeah, but you didn't, like, go out and slash his tires or carry Underwood
his headlights. Right. I don't do that.
Exactly.
I'm right. Crying rug, arbor mist, cookie dough. That's my recipe.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell me what revenge story is more brutal here, because we have a couple quick stories of women that are trending right now and how they both did it when they found out, all right?
First, which is worse, okay. Yeah,
we go to England for this one, okay?
Oh, across the pond.
Yeah, jolly old England, and a woman by the name of Meg, she got on Twitter after her ex liked her on a dating app 4 years after he ghosted her and just disappeared.
Oh, wow.
So she just liked him back and then sent him a message and said she has a 4-year-old kid he might want to meet. Now, just so we're not confused, she doesn't actually have a kid. We don't know if he's responded to it or just ghosted her again.
Oh, that's savage. When you are making up imaginary kids that you say he's the daddy of, that's a special level of psycho, I feel like.
Yeah, implying. Okay, so that is woman number one, okay?
Okay.
Woman number two, this one may even be more diabolical, though, okay?
Really? Okay.
All right, so this woman on TikTok split up with her boyfriend a few years ago, back in 2016, all right? So for 5 years, she's been getting back at her ex by flooding his email with spam.
Oh, wow. That does have some hang time.
Yep.
If she's still at it 5 years later.
Yeah, here's how she did it. Every time a website or an app requires an email address to get through a paywall, for example, she uses his email. So he just gets more and more newsletters and alerts that he never signed up for and has no idea why. Right, exactly. So which one do you think?
There's a couple of different factors. I mean, this one, she's still tormenting him 5 years later, which, all right, at some point we need to move on. That is really,
yeah, you need to bury the hatchet.
That's a level crazy right there. But then the first one made up an imaginary kid. So this guy might think he's a dad.
Yeah.
When he's not.
So which one's more brutal?
It's really hard to measure because one is just kind of like really, I mean, it's a lie. It's a really big lie. It's really, really, really big lie. But then this one has just been going on forever. And will she ever stop?
Yeah, I think Meg, the first one, is more brutal in my mind. As a guy, I'm thinking if I even think that I have a kid. That I don't know for 4 years.
Yeah.
That is wicked. So
absolutely. And then what if he starts like wanting to send her child support? And then what if she takes it?
Well, okay. Well, let's not get that far. But but I'm going to go ahead and just say number one was the more brutal. So anyways, there you go. Little game there for you.
That was fun.
Yeah, fun little game here this morning on 99.7 DJX.